I'm John Griffin.
And I'm Shay Rickle, and you're listening to Hound Bite, a food podcast on WHJE. Now, usually we talk about a kind of food like sushi or the burger, but for this episode, we're talking about something a little different.
That's right. We can all feel the weather getting cooler, the first frost of the year, and of course some snow might be coming, which soon means winter is on its way.
Which means it's time for the reemergence of a certain mainstream coffee house's colored cups. But it's what's contained inside these cups that really makes this time of year special.
Our topic this week is coffee, perhaps one of the most important drinks that brings refreshment, joy, and cold, hard, caffeinated energy. So let's dive into this amazing drink.
Now, it's not really certain how coffee was first discovered, but coffee's cultivation did first begin in the Arabian Peninsula. The curious drink was then introduced to Europe, where it didn't really have the intended reaction.
In fact, it's ironic the coffee connoisseur capital of the world, Italy, was quite against coffee when it was first introduced, calling it the bitter invention of Satan. When Pope Clement VIII decided to taste for himself, he gave it full papal approval.
Which leads to where we are today, with people all around the world giving the hot beverage their highest approval.
This takes us to now, where we see coffee literally all over the place. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed not to find coffee anywhere you go. I visited one of these places where you can get great coffee. This is Quirky Feather Confectionery.
The Quirky Feather comes from a business report that I had to write in pastry school. I knew I wanted the name to be fun, and I knew I wanted confectionery in it. I also have an art school background, and feathering is a painting technique that a lot of my friends and I talk about when we're trying to calm ourselves down, and we wanted to calm, you know, casual atmosphere. So we thought it'd be a fun name that would stick around and also kind of a joke to keep us going. I went to the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, you know, museum with the lions out front, the school that opened that museum, and I decided that art school wasn't really the right setting for me, and then started at the French Pastry School of Chicago.
This is Sabrina Wernicke. Her and her sister Heidi own the Quirky Feather Confectionery in Carmel, Indiana.
The cafe is a place where anyone can go and work. Their interesting hours make this a perfect place to wind down after a long day.
Our hours are noon to midnight. Part of that reason is that I am not a morning person at all. I didn't want to keep morning baker's hours. And also, because I'm not a morning person, I am very much a night person. I live just a mile away. And in Carmel, if you want to do something after 9 o'clock, you can go to a bar or you can go to Steak and Shake. And I wanted there to be something other than a bar or Steak and Shake to go to after midnight. And really after 9 o'clock is when our business gets more crowded with people that have had to leave other places or are working from home and are tired of getting distracted by their cat and finally like, okay, I need to get out of the house and do some work, but it's 9 o'clock and where do I go? And so it's just been a good time frame for people, even more so than I expected.
Not only does the Quirky Feather give Carmel residents a quiet place to work or relax, it also has some delicious coffee drinks. One person who makes these drinks is one of their baristas, John.
Yeah, what I've really liked about working here as far as the coffee goes is that there's a lot of flexibility and creativity with it. So we have the preset menu with the fun things. She mentioned the cookies and cream mocha. We also have a chocolate orange mocha that uses those fun, like, holiday chocolate oranges as the sauce.
After the interview, I purchased a chocolate orange mocha to try it for myself.
And how was it?
It was good. It had a thick consistency with great chocolate flavor and a nice hint of orange zest.
The wide variety of drinks that their barista described doesn't even begin to cover all that the confectionery serves.
We've had a lot of fun creating some drinks that aren't really available other places. Like, we have a cookies and cream mocha that has actual, like, Oreo dust that's been ground up in it. We have the Jabberwocky. We have like a sort of loose Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll theme here, so we've named some drinks after that.
With such crazy hours and such a variety of desserts and coffee drinks to choose from, you may be wondering how they manage to stay stocked and sale ready throughout the day.
We get our coffee from Hubbard and Cravens, which is great because it is, we know it's ethically sourced. It's roasted a few miles down the road in Broad Ripple every weekend. And then we know the guy that brings it to us. So it's a small company that really cares about our business and we care about them. And
If you're a busy American, you've relied on coffee at one point or another to get you through a long day. However, you probably haven't thought about coffee behind the scenes. Without small, hardworking cafes and confectionaries like the Quirky Feather around to give you your daily fix, how would you survive?
That concludes this episode of Houndbite. For more episodes like this, head on over to WHJE.com and click on the Entertainment tab. This has been John Griffin
and Shay Rickle.